Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players. Build a Pick'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Hit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant Pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant Pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Yo, yo, fuck is the deal, man? It's Wednesday, man. It's Rap Names Day. You know the voice, you know the hairline, man. It's Mari back in the building and all that shit, man. You know what I mean? Jerry, what's going on, man?
Another day, another dollar, my brother. What's going on, man? Happy to see you.
That's about it, man. Good to see you, my boys. You know, that's about it, man. Another day, another dollar and all that. You know what I'm saying? You know, we back here again, man. Got a couple things, you know, we wanna just rap to y'all about. You know what I'm saying? Definitely gonna let y'all know what we listening to. You know, news going on and rap and shit. You know, there's all type of shit going on, man. But no, we start the shit off every week, man. Shit, dog. I've been on heavy R&B kick this past like week and a half, 2 weeks. Kehlani dropped on Friday. Oh man, I listened to that shit like that morning. So I started my day off with R&B. I start my shit off with just, you know, it depends. It depends what type of mood I'm in. Depending on who dropped that Friday. You know what I'm saying? I might start off with Push. Whoever, you never know. But I was listening to Kehlani shit. What else did I tap into? LMA shit dropped. Check that out. But then I went right back to all the rap shit, of course. Like, you know, an hour, 2 hours later, I went right back to the you know what I'm saying, to the gutter and all that. I was listening to, I was listening to a lot of I opened up the Dat Piff app, man. You know what I'm saying? So you kind of know the content I was listening to on there. Old, just a bunch of old shit, man. Bunch of old D Block, bunch of old like Purple City shit, and you know what I mean? Just shit that held me down at a certain point, pretty much is what I'm getting at. So that's kind of like been my week a little bit, you know what I mean?
So for me, my week has been rather like kind of listening to like the new stuff that's been out, like niggas that have just dropped that I may fool with, or if I want to be able to educate. I'm not even gonna try. I cannot say the word, and I'm gonna sound ridiculous. But I want to be able to have an educated. Yeah, there we go. An educated conversation about certain albums or whatever. So, you know, definitely still listening to the Push. Shout out to the algorithms that are out there. Mm-hmm. Speaking for me specifically with Apple, because that's who I usually listen. I mean, you know, iTunes. So you know, that just takes me down a rabbit hole. You know what I'm saying? So that puts me on some Griselda shit. You know, mm-hmm. you know, Kendrick, all that type stuff. But definitely was listening to Action Bronson's new mm-hmm. new joint.
Rock Marshall shot crazy on that shit. Oh my god,
bro! Shout him out because he did what he does, which is he just dropped an album. Like, you know, me told niggas like, yo, about to drop an album. I don't really know when, but I'm gonna drop an album. And then I think it might have been Trey who I saw tweet, yo, the production on this Bronson is crazy. And I'm like, what Bronson? He didn't drop anything. And then I typed in the joint and I was like, oh shit, this nigga got a whole new project. Came out like a couple hours ago.
Joint. Yep.
Yeah. So definitely listen to his shit. Love it. And I gave Future's album a spin.
Yeah, you know what I'm
saying? I mean,
you fucking with it.
I mean, it's not that I'm not fucking with it. It's not that I am fucking with it. I think it will serve its purpose.
Okay.
For whenever I need it, whether, you know what I mean, it's a cookout or whether it's, you know what I'm saying, the gym or whatever, where I can just, you know, if tracks from that joint come on, you know what I mean? And listen, my nigga, like it's getting hot out here now. Windows are down, music is loud.
Yeah.
You're going to hear Future. So even if I don't want to hear, like I've heard like damn near like you can hear like five or six tracks definitely if you just listen to the streets outside, like honestly.
Oh yeah. It's definitely one of those albums where like if you're in the right spot, you're in the mix of the right company, you're going to hear some joints off of this album, like a decent amount of joints off this album, really. Of course the Drake shit, both of them, the joint with Tim's fire, you know what I'm saying? It's some joints on here, like you said, it is. It's a solid
tape. I mean, it's a Future album, bro. Yeah, like it's
yeah,
if you are a few, I'm not a Future fan, but I respect, you know what I'm saying? Like, I respect the boy, and I understand his music has a purpose, whether I agree with it or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, his music has a purpose, right?
Absolutely.
And if you are a Future fan, you love this project.
Absolutely. I was just gonna say that, like, if you like myself, like I enjoy a lot of his music, like a lot of it. So this album was like, all right, cool. Like, as long as it wasn't less than this, it's my thing. Like, just give me what I expect, kind of. You know what I'm saying? I could take a little bit of a surprise here and there, surprise feature, whatever. But just as long as the quality is like, okay, I'm expecting this from Future.
Bro, you are not looking for the maturization of Future.
Oh no!
Okay? And if you are, I don't mean like, yo, he's trash. He's not saying that. I don't mean like that. I just mean like, yo, when you turn on Future, like, yo, you want to hear about some you want to hear about like reckless life living.
Yeah, recreational
drug use. Fast life, fast women, fast cars, like. You know what I'm saying? You know what you're getting. Like, that's so
it. And he gave you that with Hendrix already. If you want something different from him, go listen to Hendrix. He already, you know, he gave you something right there. You know, so man, that's about my, you know, sound about right. I've been kind of, you know, around the same type of shit. But you know, speaking of Griselda, shout out to West Side Gun, shout out to Stove Guy, shout out to Rome Streets. West Side Gun popped up in, I believe, South Beach, if I'm correct on that. He was like in Chicago for something. And when he got there, he said, you know, they ain't never stopped making jets. You know what I mean? Like, you know, everybody laughing and shit, like, oh, he talking that shit. But he said, yo, I pulled up for 2 minutes just to let y'all know that Stove God and Rome Streets are not only the Future, but the projects is done. So one can only assume that these guys are both Griselda. You know, I mean, I think they kind of did that maybe sometime last year, early this year, I want to say, when Rome Streets went up there, bars on I-95, freestyle and all that. But I guess this was the official, like, hey, the projects is done. You're going to see that Griselda stamp. You're going to hear that Griselda tag on this shit. You know what I mean? So, man, shout out to them niggas, man, because I can't wait. I can't wait to hear what they got cooking up.
Shout them out. Stove specifically, and there's no shot, you know, just speaking about him specifically, the nigga's on fire right now.
Yeah,
so you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like it's kind of like, yo, you see this nice young boy in college, you know what I'm saying? He playing well or whatever. You're interested to see what he does in the big leagues, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And I know he's been on but like, you know, this is, you know, it's not on the level of the most anticipated stuff since Doggy Style. It's not. But if you're in that
yeah, if you're in that realm,
you fuck with Griselda and you fuck with like their camps, mm-hmm. and you just, you know, and you know what I'm saying, the features, all that shit, like, you know what I'm saying, if you fool with all that, then you're extremely excited about this stuff. And yeah. You know what I'm saying? And listen, if nothing else, man, with Wes being a part of it, we'll get some boom, 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 booms. You know what I'm saying?
And crazy shit talking and all that. You already know how that's gonna go. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm hype. I'm hype for it, man. I don't think Stove has given us a project since Reasonable Drought, which was produced by Rock Marcy a couple years ago now. Mm-hmm. And that shit was fire. Like that's one of those tapes that I still go back to and listen to because he got so much quotable shit. You know, Rome Streets had the shit going with Ransom last year. Dropped that tape. That shit was fucking fire. You know, he got a lot of tapes out there. So shout out to them guys, man. You know what I'm saying?
Ransom just dropped something.
He just dropped. I want to say maybe like 2 weeks ago now.
Okay, yeah. 2 weeks ago. Okay.
Something like that. Let me pull up the name of the joint just so y'all can let y'all niggas know.
I haven't checked it out yet, but I've heard good things.
No Rest for the Wicked. That shit is amazing. 38 specials on there going absolutely crazy. The joint with the game on it that he put out a while back, that's on there. Willie the Kid is on there. Check that shit out, man. It's 11 songs, 38 minutes, 38, 39 minutes.
Okay.
Which I think is the sweet spot for any, you know, any team. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, we talked about Griselda. You talked about Kendrick. Your man Kendrick is back. You know what I'm saying? He's fucking back, bro. Like, I love when artists drop music in time for us to pot about it. That, I love it. Thank you. Like, I appreciate you. Thanks for thinking of our time, man. Looked up last night, man, and you know I'm getting texts, I'm getting alerts. You know I'm checking the shit, and I'm looking like, is this real or is this some kind of, you know? I thought it was
like some spoof shit somebody put up.
It's some fan made shit, yeah. And then you know I seen the, you know I said the Heart Part 5, and I'm like, okay, let me see. Click on it. Go right to the video, man. Listen, dog. I'm gonna say this. There's a difference when the big dogs come outside, right? There's a difference. There's a way that certain people, you know, you got to walk a little, you know, put a little pep in your step when the big dog come around. You don't know how you feeling that day. When I heard this shit, it put everything in perspective for me. It was like, oh, okay. Yeah. That's what I was waiting on. I didn't know. But as soon as I heard it, I knew. I said, yeah, he back outside. Niggas better, you know. Sorry, man, but... He back.
Yeah, bro. Like, so it goes back to what we, and you made me think of it when we were talking about Benny and Cole, right? And it was I told you it was no shot at Benny, but like I saw, like Cole showed the difference between being like literally, when it's all said and done, possibly going to be considered one of the best ever on a lot of people's short list of rappers, you know what I'm saying? And somebody who's really, really nice and one of the better ones out, but they haven't reached that tier yet where it's like, yo, you know, they on this, they if somebody puts them in their top five of all time list, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't have to preference it by saying like, yo, this is my list. Right, you know what I'm saying? Right. If you say, you know what I'm saying? So like, I think... Like, you know, with your Coles, your Kendricks, Aubrey, you know, Push, you know what I'm saying? As far, and then Push is different because Push is older, but even though he's still relevant. Which is wild. But when Kendrick dropped this shit, first of all, I'm proud of myself that I watched the video first.
Mm-hmm.
Because I saw it, and normally I would be like, I don't really have time to listen to a video or watch a video. but I can listen to it, right? Because I, you know, I'm doing something. I think I might have been. I was watching the Sixers game. I think when I saw the joint, right? So I'm like, yo, well, look, I can listen to music and watch Sixers game. You know what I mean? For like a couple minutes, I ain't gonna trip off that or whatever. But I was like, I can't. But so then something told me like, nah. I waited till halftime and I clicked on it. I went outside. I hit the bong and I clicked on it. And my mans was inside chilling. And I said, nah, I'm being rude to my nigga. Yo, I know you doing something. Hold on.
This shit.
I put this shit on the TV. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I was like, yo, you're going to see the internet going nuts. And I know you're not going to check this joint out unless I put it on the TV right now.
Right.
Bruh, I'm watching that shit. And I'm just like, first of all, the video was just, I don't want to draw because I got Wise in my head right now, right? Mm-hmm. Like I got Wise heavy Wise, in my head man. Right Shout now. Right? Like I'm not trying to overreact, but like the video was amazing to me, right?
Yeah, it was.
And I think it highlighted what he was saying so much more for an individual like myself that doesn't always just lock in when stuff come out. Sometimes I might be doing something. Or my shit kicks in and I'll be like, I just start doing other shit, right? Like, so the fact that the visual was so fucking perfect and I got to see what he was like, it was one of them shits where I was just like, holy shit. Like, I can't, yo, this dude is an artist. And then on top of that, fam, the bars were A1, mwah, magnifique.
Yeah. The most importantly, the bars, like he didn't come back on some I'm gonna rap and I'm gonna let you niggas know what's going on and I'm gonna show you the difference. I'm gonna let y'all hear the difference in quality. And I think the part that kind of everybody is just like still probably, you know, I caught chills listening to this shit, you know, the Nipsey part, right? Like he starts having, you know, where it's like Nipsey speaking through him, speaking to his family and speaking to the fans and talking about why it happened and why it had to happen. And that shit fucked me up. Like,
dude,
that it completely fucked me up because like it immediately made me think about like my brother, you know what I'm saying? Where he's telling his family, like, I'm in heaven. Trust me, this is you know, and it's like, man, if you've ever lost anybody, you can relate to wanting to hear somebody is okay, wherever, you know, where they are. And it's like, man, to hear him do that and for it to be Nipsey. And for him to be doing the faces in the video and the show Nipsey, and he's throwing up neighborhood and he's doing like it's dog. Like this is one of those times when the internet goes crazy over Kendrick shit, and I get it. I say, you know what? Overreact all you want. I get it.
Dude. And I try not to overreact on Kendrick shit because the internet, right? Like, and I will admit, I have not appreciated, even though I respect them and know that they're really good albums, right? I have not appreciated the albums post Good Kid, M.A.A.D City.
Because, especially To Pimp a Butterfly. That one took a minute, yeah.
Right, like I didn't get how everybody was like, yo, this shit is, and I was just like, yo, we listening to the same shit, right? But with this joint, what he did on Good Kid, M.A.A.D City, and even, what's the joint? ADHD.
Section 80.
Thank you. Like, those albums are what I love the most about Kendrick because I think he is one of the better storytellers and not just a storyteller for a song. He has a way of just, you know what I'm saying? And if nothing else, I feel like this song is the type of song that's letting you know, yo, look, I'm about to be telling some stories on this shit. Like, it ain't about, and again, Damn was a solid project. I'm not knocking Damn, right? Yeah. But like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Damn, this is about to be a lot of pain on this shit. But it's not about to be, you know, and it, but it's all going to intertwine. Like, it ain't about to be you know, yeah. Like, I can, matter of fact, bro, I'll take you one for, I can see that song being the quote unquote radio song. And if that's radio song,
No, absolutely. Hell yeah. I can definitely see that song being like you said, not one of the, and not to say it like one of the stronger songs, but like, if he's giving us this as like, here, just hold this down, imagine what's in the store for us. Like, I get exactly what you're saying. Like, that's this shit is gonna be phenomenal. And I think it's like, I don't know if it's confirmed yet that it's a double disc, but he put up a picture where he's holding two different discs. You know what I'm saying? So for those who weren't outside when you actually had to purchase physical CDs, it's two different discs. You know what I'm saying? Side A, side B. This one, this two. Whole experience. It's a whole experience. So
listen, if they wasn't outside then, y'all don't understand the significance. And I know it's different now. You don't understand the significance of dropping a double disc. Yeah. Right, the double disc, even though I get it, right, like in the grand scheme of things, he's probably dropping a double disc because he can count it as two albums to get out of his contract a lot sooner. Totally get all that, right? Like, this fulfills everything for the contract, get it. But the double disc signifies, yo, I can make a double, I can make, you know, 20 something songs, you know, to be different now because of the double, you know, the songs, but like I can make 20 plus songs, make it fire, put out two shits while y'all niggas like the legends put out double discs, right? Yeah. Some have hit, and you know, listen, Hov didn't hit.
Most haven't, yeah.
Hov did not hit on his double disc. When you know, we broke it down and mm-hmm. we said, yo, it was a single disc and he just put these songs on it, it'd have been a fucking crazy album. Yeah, but like Hov didn't hit, right? You know, you got Nas fans that say, some would say Nas did because the Witcher Cult was supposed to be the double disc. Huh. But in my mind, I said, was supposed to be a double disc and a double disc are two separate things.
Totally different things.
What if Hov came out and said, look, the Black Album and American Gangster is supposed to be a double disc?
Now we got another classic double disc now.
Yeah, yeah, right. So like my point is that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody not life after death, everybody's not All Eyes on Me type vibe, right? Like, and, you know, there's other double discs out there too, but like him putting out a double disc, to me, I would not be shocked if he knocks it out the park, which I think he can. My only fear is that he does a Nelly double disc, one disc is like the grimy side and the other joint is
because
like
the title group. Too, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. Like, if you're gonna break that down into one is Mr. Morale and one is the Big Steppers, then let's see. Or you know,
unless the Big Stepper is a ooh, you just made me realize that unless the Big Stepper is like a tribute, which it probably is, to his parents on some, like, you know, whatever, the Chicago music, whatever. And unless he just did it to like that song right there could be on the Big Stepper because it has that type feel. And if he gives me all that on the Big Stepper album, if it's like what we thinking, yo, I'm cool. Just don't. What was Nelly's joint? Sweatsuit me. Like, I know some people like the joke.
Was trash. Like, come on, my nigga.
Some people, listen, there's some Nelly fans out there.
He's on there looking like Devin George on the album.
Come on, my nigga. Like, I'm not a Nelly fan. Like, I'm not. I've never been a Nelly fan. I respect the hustle. And if you tell me Nelly's one of the legends of hip hop, I'll give you that because he had a stamp. He did a thing. He had an era where everybody, yeah, he had a run. So I'll give you, he had a run. So you can't get, just don't give me Sweatsuit, my G.
Yeah. Nah, please don't give us that. And Kendrick is one of those guys who arguably doesn't have a bad project. And not only doesn't have a bad project, but all of his projects could be considered classics. I'm not sure if
you're in that Kendrick fan base, you can definitely make that argument.
Yeah, because Good Kid, M.A.A.D City is no doubt about
it. No doubt about it.
Like, that's if we
count Section 80, I don't know how that goes, but if you do, there's no doubt about it.
That's another one. Yeah, that's two without even thinking of, you know, just kind of, you know,
that's two without even having a debate.
Yeah, man. So you know, but shit. So we're supposed to be getting this this Friday. So you know what I mean? So by the time, you know, you guys get this episode, it'll be a day and a half until you get this shit. He said the date was 5/13 on the website. And he's been, you know what I'm saying? He's coming back. He doesn't seem like the type to say, nah, I was playing and pump faking. So I'm going to take him at his word, and I'm going to say that Friday the 13th, which, I mean, shit, is Friday the 13th.
Oh, shit.
What better artist to drop, you know what I mean, than him, and give us a double disc at that? Like, yeah, I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. I mean, shit, while we on the topic of artists that's, you know, releasing music and shit, your man Saha, our guy, Saha the Prince, man. He said it's time. It's time, bro. It's time to really go in depth and talk about the accident, the shooting, all of that stuff that nearly got him up out of here. You know, he hasn't really, I don't think he's spoken about it anywhere, to be honest. So, I mean, like, now he said that it's time for him to tell his story, that story. And, you know, I guess like the aftermath of that, what led up to it. what was going on, whatever. You know, he's one of those guys who's incredible with his words and painting the picture and storytelling too. So I'm here for it. The title of it is The Story of EGOT. Shit, man. When a dude like him is sitting this long on this kind of content and this material, I'm just going to sit back and listen. Whenever this shit drop, I'm going to sit back and listen. It's supposed to be this summer. Take your time, Sahi. I'm going to check it out whenever this shit drop. Trust me.
So I want to shout out my man, Yao G's, friend of the show. We had, you know.
Shout out to Yao G's, yeah.
We had Yao definitely, when I moved up to Connecticut, Yao definitely was on the Sahi movement. And he made me as if I wasn't trying to, but he brought it to my attention in a way where I had to pay attention. And Sahi is literally one of my, like, I forget about him a lot of times because he be chilling. And, you know, chilling, you know, I know he ghostwriting. I know he doing all those things. And he goes through, you know, so like when I say chilling, I don't mean as a slight. I mean, as far as putting out his projects. Right.
Right. Right.
Because I think the last one was like 2017. Right.
Sound about right.
Yeah. So Sahi's one of my favorites, bruh. Lyrically, I think he's one of the nicer dudes that is out. You know, one can say that one of the quote unquote legends of the game, hasn't been as lyrical since days of hanging out ish. But
one can say it.
Yeah, one could say it, man. I mean, it's not me, but one could say that.
Yeah.
So I say this, man. With Sahi saying that he's coming out with Kenny, Kung Fu Kenny coming out, with Wes and them doing all, you know, with Wes got with their projects, bro. It's really shaping up to be like a really good summer of music. You know what I'm saying? And I think we need that, right? Like, we've been locked up, bro. Like, we've been locked up, you know, whether you've been inside or outside or not. Like, it ain't been the same, right? No matter how wild you living, it ain't been the same, right? Like, it ain't been the same. And it's still not. But I think one thing that we need is music. And these people that are coming out, you know, maybe Stove and them just a little different because I don't feel like their words are impacting people as much as the others,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, bro, I'm trying to look cool during the summertime. Stove and I'm gonna give me that gym music.
Oh yeah,
shit. Listen, when I'm over here editing a video or something like that, I don't want to listen to no smooth sounds. I wanted to hear chopping up dope and stuff like that because I'm chopping up dope when I'm making edits. You know what I'm saying? Like, in my mind, that's what I'm doing, right? So, you know what I'm saying? I'm excited for Sahi's project. Super duper excited.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You know, I don't want to go, you know, I don't put any expectations on him. I don't want to say that, you know, he needs to come out with a classic or anything like that. I'm like, yo, listen, bro. I trust you enough to know that you're gonna make what your heart desires. He's at that stage with me or at that point where I'm like, yo, whatever you want to do, I'm cool. Now, if he decides to go really, really left and right or whatever, like Lupe did a little bit at one point in time, right, when Lupe was my guy, and he still is.
Yeah.
I think he came out with something soon, too. I think he teased something coming out, too.
That sound about right, yeah.
That's fucking crazy. Like, yo, let's go. Like, I love that all of these great dudes or these nice dudes that, like, from – the era where hip hop was dead, but these were the dudes that was nice, and Nas wasn't talking about them or trying to keep it going. So
exactly,
that's what's up, man.
Yeah, if they all coming outside this summer, this fall, this winter, whatever, as long as it's in this calendar year, they all coming outside. Benny, Push, Conway, you know, these guys already set the tone. You got you know, all of this shit is out right now.
Let's not forget Nas and Wichita gonna have something soon too.
Yeah, 83. KD3 is still coming. Shit. So 2022 is shaping up to be in the argument of one of the best rap years that we've had, you know, since hip hop has been a thing. You know, you got the 96s and the 98s and 2020. If 2022 shapes up the way it's supposed to go, man, listen, this shit going to be, it's going to be
could be one of those years where everybody talks about, listen, when you talk about one of the better years in hip hop, as far as projects, this is it.
And then the Grammys, I think next year, even though, you know, the Grammys is the Grammys, whatever. Next year, the Grammys is going to look a little interesting too, because it's going to be like, hey, hold on now. These niggas dropped. You know what I'm saying? You're going to leave somebody up that list and they're going to be on your ass. Like, but it is what it is when they come.
I know who better not get left off that list.
Hey, listen.
So here's the deal. Usually when I do these ad reads, I've never really tried the product until they became sponsors, and then they give us samples and I try them and then I endorse them. I'm not trying to make it seem like it's fake. It's real. I've tried them and I like them, but it's not like I've ever used these things before they became sponsors. Today's a little different. Credit Karma. I'm telling you right now, I've used Credit Karma to fix my credit, to figure out what the problematic things on my credit report was, to pay those things off, to get a loan in order to pay off some of those things, to apply for credit cards, to get credit cards I'll qualify for, to take care of them the right way, and then to make sure I level up. Credit Karma uses your credit data to find loan offers that are personalized to you so you can have a better idea of what loan amount you can get approved for. Credit Karma will even show your chances of approval so you can choose between loan offers that you're more likely to get approved for and apply with more confidence. I've done this, ladies and gentlemen, and it absolutely works. Comparing loan offers on Credit Karma is 100% free, and best of all, it won't affect your credit scores and can save you money. Credit Karma, apply with more confidence today. I am talking to you as someone who has fixed his credit using Credit Karma before they ever paid me to do this stuff right now. That's right. Ready to apply? Head to creditkarma.com/loan offers to see personalized offers. Go to creditkarma.com/loan offers to find the loan for you. That's creditkarma.com/loan offers.
Hey, listener. Zach Harper here from Cinephobe. Yeah, that podcast. It's a good one. Ascertain. Telling you right now, Prize Picks, that's the way to go. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million members. The easiest and most exciting way to play DFS is just you against the numbers. You pick more than or less than on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. It's demon time. That's right. You're asking, what does that mean? It's demon time. I'll tell you. Demons and Goblins, the newest and most exciting way to play at Prize Picks. Squares marked with red demons or green goblins get you different payouts. You can now win up to 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. That's insane. That's insane of Prize Picks to do. You know what else is insane? They offer injury insurance so that your entries stay in play, even if one of your players gets injured. For football and basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you, and the rest of your entry stays alive. PrizePicks is the only DFS platform with an injury insurance policy. And by the way, they now offer Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account. This football, basketball, any season you're playing. Me personally, I'm taking more than points on Joel Embiid all the time. I'm taking more than assists on Tyrese Halliburton. I'm taking less than points on Jordan Poole. Those seem to be the easy money makers for you. And you're probably wondering, Zach, how do I get involved in this? You go to prizepicks.com/ding and use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/ding. Use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Hello, listener. Have you ever used ButcherBox? I don't know if you know this about me, but I used to be a butcher. I used to work at an unnamed grocery store. I used to be that tall man behind the counter in your neighborhood, cutting up meat and preparing seafood for you. And I know that it can be a stressful situation. I know that it can be crowded. You have to wait your turn. You have to know what you want. You feel rushed. Sometimes you might think that your butcher has a bad attitude. I don't know. Happened to a friend. Couldn't possibly be me. But that's why I love ButcherBox. ButcherBox brings you peace of mind. You can easily find high quality beef, chicken, pork that you can trust is humanely raised. There's no antibiotics or added hormones. There's the ultimate convenience of not having to deal with butchers or the crowded meat counter after a long day at work. It's delivered right to your doorstep. There's always free shipping and there's incredible value. You're getting really high quality products at an amazing value. You get exclusive member deals. You get recipe inspiration, guides, hacks, a little hack from my butcher experience, the petite top sirloin, which is about half the price of the New York steak, is a very similar cut with a fat cap on one side, and you get very good tenderness out of the petite sirloin. If you've ever been to a Brazilian steakhouse and you see them talking about picanha, that's the petite sirloin. With ButcherBox, I'm always prepared. I always have meat on deck for a grill and chill, a cookout, or just making dinner at home. And I'm saving a ton of money from shopping at the grocery store all the time. Now, I know what you're thinking. That's great, but what's my reward for signing up for ButcherBox? Well, I'm glad you asked, because if you sign up at ButcherBox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, you will get free ground beef for life. For life. Enough ground beef to fill the Nile, plus $20 off your first box. That's ButcherBox.com/dings.
If you think of what I'm thinking, you know what I'm saying?
That my nigga Pusha T better not get left off that list.
Man, that's the perfect transition.
Put some respect on his name.
Perfect transition. Because it's been about what, 2 weeks? But it's been a couple weeks since the album dropped and all of that. And the people who I know that tapped into it the right way, they're still talking about it. You know what I mean? The Fairweather fans, the ones who just wanted to be a part of the conversation, have since fallen off, and that's great. That's good for me, because I'm tired of hearing people opinion who don't really listen to rap like that, and they just checked it out just because it was new and two people in their timeline were talking about it and they want to look cool, so they got to have an opinion and whatever. Like, that's cool. Now that you guys all went back inside, cool. Now we out here to talk about Push. He did a Drink Champs interview, right? So we'll get to that. We'll talk about, you know, kind of the highlights of that, things we liked, and, you know, shit like that. But first, I'm going to start with this. Since it's been about 2 weeks, right, had a chance to digest it a little bit more, catch more shit, whatever. You know, how are you feeling now? Have your feelings changed any, good, bad, indifferent, whatever, about this album after it's been a couple weeks? How you feeling now? How you looking at it now?
So, first off, shout out to Rick G's, because after this talking to him, I went back and I listed. First of all, I still love the album. So let me just say that. I went back and listened to, and now my favorite song on it, which was Just Remember. If you remember, it was that. It's not, it's, I think it might have been what you said, which was the shit where he rapping like Slick Rick.
Yeah, yeah. So
Call My Bluff. Call My Bluff, yo.
Call My Bluff, yeah.
So, man, I think the project is really, really fucking dope. When an artist drops a project and then you hear the person talk about the project, right? And they talk about what they were going for and what they were trying to accomplish, right? And then you peep, like, damn, I peeped. He was doing a lot of this, but I just didn't know why. And then you go back and you listen to it again, and then you go now like you are, I guess I would say, you've studied for the test now, right? And now, like, the answers are there. So I think he is one of the better rappers to ever do it. I think dude is fucking amazing, and I want to shout Pharrell out for pushing that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, you know, these, you know, you gotta, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes dudes be nice and they're great, but like they need another legend to push them. You know what I'm saying? It's like when Big would get on all track with Hov, right? Like Hov, Big always said he knew that there was one dude he had to make sure he came super duper elite for. It was him, right? So when you working with them dudes, like, so I love the project, man. Like, I think it's amazing. And then again, shout out to the algorithm. I love when I get to the end of the project and it just takes me down a mile deep, a fucking eclipse pass. Brian, it's just like, yo, man, like,
it's nothing better. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Like, it's, yo, this really shit, nothing better. Shit's yo, man. It's cocaine rap at its finest. And I know he don't want that, but it's cocaine rap at its motherfucking finest.
Yeah, no, 1000%. And I think, to your point, my favorite thing about this album, aside from the music, obviously, is all the backstory that Pusha has been providing through these interviews and telling us. Like, he had to get in character for that, because he was saying that Pharrell, the way Pharrell creates, he was telling Pharrell the story of, yeah, it might be some static with me and such, and I can get these things done, but I ain't really on it like that. I got dudes calling me saying they ready to do shit like that. I'm not really tripping. And he said Pharrell was like, oh, well, you got to act like that then. You got to go get in character and act like it's nothing. You got to go rap like it's nothing. That's why it's so matter-of-factly. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can get some niggas around there right now. Like, when they gonna call my blood? Like, it's so, like, I don't really care, bro. If you keep throwing stones at me, I can get it done. I'm not tripping. But if you want us to go there, we can go there, you know? And so he said that they were watching the Joker. They would just play the Joker for days and just be like, man, like, this, like, look, when he coming down the stairs and he doing all this and he, you know what I'm saying? Even his laugh. And that's when you hear Pusha laughing throughout the album. Make a lot of sense now. Because Pharrell had him in that zone. And he like, bro, you got to do something different. You know what I mean? And it started when he heard Hear Me Clearly. Like, you know, and that was another thing too I didn't know. Nas was supposed to be on Hear Me Clearly. He spoke to Nas about it. Sent it to him with his verse on it. Because he said he had two verses. But he said he told Nas, like, y'all want to get you on that. And they end up having like dinner together and, you know, schedules got conflicted and Nas is doing this, he's doing that. It just never happened. But he took it to Pharrell. Yeah, that shit would have been, listen, I haven't stopped thinking about that since he said it. Like,
because he said that's the one person he needed on, like, that's the one person he felt like the album missing.
And that was it. That was the song to get Nas.
He'd have had Hov and Nas on the same project, my nigga.
He was aiming for that too. He talked about that with Nori. He said, yeah, he said, you see what I was trying to do? You see what I was trying to do? Like, I'm trying to get them niggas.
Nobody,
you know what I'm
saying? Nobody ever had Hov and Nas on the same album unless they was on the same song.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I can't think. Right off the top of my head, I'm sure somebody's going to wall actually the fuck out of us. Like, whoa, really?
Fucking like, I'm sure there was maybe he was on back, like, I don't know, like, maybe it was a soundtrack or something,
but not like, no shit like this. Let's say that, man. If we don't just know off the rip that it happened, then it didn't.
That shit ain't happened in the last 10 years. I know that much.
It didn't happen, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so I thought that was interesting to know. Like, damn, we could have had Esco on this shit too. But he was saying that Pharrell, you know, heard that shit and was like, I mean, it's all right, but how long are you gonna be a mixtape rapper? You just gonna rap. When in reality, it's like, that's just what Kanye loves from Pusha T, is like, I'm gonna just put this beat up here. I just want you to rap. That's all. Kanye is like us. Push, just go rap, please.
You're nice.
Pharrell is like, nah, we got to keep on pushing this shit forward or why do it? You know what I'm saying? We got to go keep, you know, making you better, like different flows, different patterns, different characters and shit like that. So for me, the album is getting better and better every time I listen to it.
Nori said it's like fine wine.
It really is. And like I said, listen, I made a prediction beforehand, before it dropped, that I said it would, you know, that it would be better than Daytona. And really, that was just for me. Like, yeah, it'll be better than Daytona. I can't tell anybody how to feel about Daytona. That's a masterpiece. It's a work of art. If you think there's nothing better than that, I'm with you. I am. I think It's Almost Dry is because there's more music on it, you know what I'm saying? And we got Malice on it. We got the Pharrell, the Ye, you know, aspect. I can see an argument being made for it being better. I don't want to sit back and necessarily compare like that. Like, well, this got this got that. It's two masterpieces, bro. I think that this will be another one of his, you know, albums that you look back and be like, no, that shit is a classic. He fucking went crazy on this album. I think you're going to be able to look back and say that. Like, I really do.
I mean, I try to be as objective as possible, because anybody knows I'm a big Push fan, right? Like, Push is one of my favorite. He's in my top five, like, favorite people, like, favorite rappers, right? I'm not saying he's like my top five rappers, but top five favorite rappers, right? Yeah. Probably. And you know what I'm saying? Like, just to see dude like that, like getting the praise and everything, bro. And it's like, you know, it's fire.
20
and,
years later, bro. 20.
Bro. And you know, he's put out, when he said what he said about, what was it, Big Daddy Kane and them, mm-hmm. and he like, yo, like, you know, and it was no shot. It's like, yo, they might have what, three albums?
Yeah.
And got like five or six
three,
projects.
And not even three that you remember. Just three that when you look it up, you like, oh yeah, he made that too. And this nigga is like still active and saying that he still wants to. He said that he's working on the next album now. So Whatever that next album.
I would love, if you could. So let's do that real quick, because that's a good question. All right. So he just did Pharrell and Kanye, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can pick either one or a combo.
Yeah.
Like he just did. But if you could, like, who would you want him to work with? If he did an all producer, you know what I mean? If he was on the same shit.
I think if I went two, I would say Bink and Timbaland. Because Timbaland is gonna give Push to those beats that is like it's like awkward. That Push has to really like dance on him. You know what I'm saying? Like he'll give him something like that. And Bink is gonna give him, you know what Bink brings to the table. Like when Nick, we heard the blueprint and you know all this other shit that Bink been like. We know his history is there. I feel like that'd be a great contrast because I think both of these producers will push him to be creative. But I think Bink might serve more of the Ye role where it's like, I want to hear you rap. And Timbaland is on the like more the Pharrell side, like. Yeah, let's get crazy with this though, because Timbaland's drums is fucking out of this world, dog. Like you hear some Tim drums and you like, man, listen, like, you know, that's one of the lines on there. Like, what do you say? The needle was sharp, but they ain't shooting insulin. You're missing the point. These drums ain't Timbaland. Like it shit like that does it for me. Every time. Yeah. It does it for me every fucking time, dog. It always will. Like, yeah. How dare this nigga, dog? Like, how rude can he get? Like, come on, dog. Like, you shouldn't be able to rap this good. You just, like, this is insane to me. Like,
yeah.
This guy's insane, man. He really is. But he
so,
was.
So that's your combo.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Give me a solo one.
Oh, Preem. Primo for the solo.
Yeah.
Look, I just had to take one here. Preem, give me Primo. Yeah.
That was 100% my solo right there. I was like, well, that sounds sealed.
The easy one.
I can only get one. Primo. Let's get this going. Yo, like, ooh. That's it. Ooh. Yeah, that's okay.
It. That's really it. Because at this point in his career, he can only, you know, do these type of things, you know, in order to like be different now, because he's worked with everybody. Now it's like, all right, let's go lock in. Let me get a classic with Preem. The same way Nas is doing with Hit Boy. Let me go lock in and get a classic with him. Let me bring another one and another one and another one. So it's like, I think Push can do that. I think Push and Preem, man, listen, let me get me started on that.
Yeah, so I definitely would take Push and Preem was definitely my solo joint.
For the solo, right? Like, yeah.
100%. If I was going to do a pair, I didn't think Timbaland, but I kind of wanted to, but then I couldn't really figure anyone I really wanted to pair him with.
Okay.
So I would do Alchemist.
Oh shit.
And Hit Boy.
Oh my God.
I think I'd do Alchemist and Hit Boy.
That'd be so have them nasty.
Do I, like that would be the two I would do if I wanted the combo album.
Man, sure. that'd be nasty. Out with Hit Boy set the tone with the intro. Outcome with some, oh my God, yo, yeah, nah, that'd be crazy.
Because listen, you gotta think when you do these, you know what I mean, when you select these producers, right? Like their group now have the potential for features, right? So I would love to hear Bronson and Push.
And have
Push and Best Big Body just talking shit.
Just have body, yeah.
Like, yeah, like
give Body a whole interlude to itself. Yeah,
give Body an interlude to himself, please.
Whole interlude, yeah. Over a good beat, good production. He's just talking his shit. Give him 2 minutes to just talk his shit. I'm here for it. Niggas already know how Body give it up. You know what I'm saying? That'd be ill. Yeah. Alchemist and Hit-Boy, yeah, sign me up for that. But like you said, we both can agree on Preem and Push being some shit that we not only want, but like now I feel like we need that. Now we need it. Listen, we putting this into the universe. Now we need it.
If I ever had an opportunity to run into that man, I promise you, I'd be like, yo, you and Preem. Solo project.
Let's go get a
classic
happen,
with Preem, bro.
Yeah, go get you a classic with him. That's
go
it.
Go get you a classic with Preem.
It's a layup, dog. It's a layup. It's literally a layup. You know what I'm saying? So he was in the Drink Champs, you know, interview, and people keep asking him about Drake. Obviously, you know, they're tied together at this point, whatever. Push has made it abundantly clear. Not only is he not interested in you know, shaking his hand if we see him in passing somewhere, speaking to him. Push is not going to the studio on that day when Drake is over there with Ye, whatever they doing, you know, because he said he doesn't need anything from him. He said, I'm not interested in doing music with him, or it won't benefit me. There's no value in, you know, not even reconciling a relationship. Like, they weren't never that fly. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was just like, whatever. Now he's like, I'm just off it. I'm super just off of this shit. So he not sweating that shit, bro. Like, he's cool.
I mean, listen, bro, I don't want to just sound like it's like, you know, talking that shit, but like, you know, it's a different era. Like, Push is relevant now, but like, let's be clear, Push is older, right? Like, Push is like our age.
Push is, right? like I want to say like 44, maybe, if I'm correct. He's somewhere around.
I know he's low 40s.
Yeah, he's somewhere around there. Yeah, but to your point, he's older, bro. He ain't got time
right
for that
like
shit.
Like yeah, bro. Like, it's a different generation. He didn't grow up with like having to like have to be friends with everybody in the industry. Like,
oh,
it's cool.
No.
Like, me and Boy don't fuck with each other. It's okay. Like, I'm not tripping. Yeah.
And he can still be the biggest artist in the world. That's cool. I'm cool.
That's
though.
Cool.
I'm cool over here. I'm cool over here doing me.
By the way, the bars on the what's it? The Jack Harlow John.
Mm-hmm. Push spoke about that too. He said, yo. Even if that's for me, it's not scathing. Like, I came to burn everything down. That shit is middleman talk, little man talk. He said, bro, that don't even bother me because I know. Niggas know how I'm giving it up. So it's like, that don't really bother me. And I think that response right there tells me everything I need to know about that battle. Like, he won and he won that shit running away, bro. Like, he, bro, come on.
Like, I don't think there's a debate. And I don't think there really.
Oh, it better not
be. I don't think there ever should have really ever been a debate because I thought it was pretty clear. You know what I'm saying? Like,
in the
really,
moment.
Really pretty clear. And, you know. So, you know, I like, yeah, man, the bars was trash. I'm glad Push doesn't even like care because he shut
the
it.
Verse was crazy. Let's get that out the way. Like, the verse to me was crazy.
Yeah,
like, if that was a Pusha T diss, then no.
Yeah, like
no.
I'll be clear when I listened to it the first, like, because I probably have heard the song but never paid attention to it, right? Like the beat rolls, and I'm just like, oh, that shit rock. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I'm not really listening. I recognize Bull's on it, but he's on so many hits now that I'll be honest with you. Like, if I'm out, when I hear him, I'm not on my, oh, what's he saying? I'm not saying he's not saying anything,
I got you.
But he's so just like, it's just so background
you know,
noise
yeah.
because
you know the
like
vibes.
He's always on like and right. he and I'm like yo I just oh this is another hit Boy has I just didn't mm-hmm. haven't heard yet right
yeah
so you know what I'm saying like he's just not on his level like on like it's like like the verse is cool I went back and listened to the verse is cool but like if that is a diss if that is shots like it was corny
yeah I'd rather him not and hopefully that wasn't. To him, like, hopefully that's just like you can apply that to anybody because a lot of people talk the shit that Pusha talks and they don't, you know, whatever. So maybe it's that. Hopefully that's what it was because as a Pusha T diss, that's not enough. But if it's for somebody else and it's just like insert rapper here, whatever, like then okay, cool. Like that's why it's serviceable. But yeah, as a Pusha diss, like nah, I think I'm cool on that. But the verse was crazy to me. But Pusha did his. The quick time with slime shit, right? Like, you know, Nori does this whole rundown. He did all that. So run through a couple of these. He picked Pharrell over Ye, which is, you know, hey, that's his guy. He picked Pharrell over Ye.
It makes sense.
He said that Pharrell was on Drink Champs before, and I want to say it was in the middle of the album he was doing, and he was like, Pharrell took a shot because he was like, I can't pick between Drake and Pusha T. He took a shot and he said he hit him and was like, nah, bro, like, that's, nigga, I'm in the middle of the album. You better say me, like, fuck all that. We, you know what I'm saying? But he picked Pharrell over Ye in this instance.
Listen, there's no game situation there, bro. Like, and there's no shot at Ye.
Yeah.
That's from the dirt. That's from the mud, bro.
Yeah, that's P from back in the day, man. You know the vibes on that, man. He picked Swiss Beats over Timbaland. His reasoning was Swiss made Money Cash Hoes. What are we talking about? You know what I'm saying? So I gotta respect it. I gotta respect that. That's him.
Timberland made lobster and shrimp.
He definitely did. There's a lot of them. But yeah, Money Cash Hoes is the one that did it for him. He picked 2 Chainz over Big Sean because 2 Chainz had the better verse on Mercy. He said he had the best verse on Mercy. I disagree. I think Push is just a nice guy, but that's his opinion. But he picked 2 Chainz over Big Sean.
I mean, I got nothing wrong with that because ain't nobody asking to ever put on Big Sean. Like,
yeah,
with the algorithm. Let me ask you this real fast: has his songs come up in any of your algorithms?
Not solo. It's always been like something that he might have been on, like a Mercy, like a, you know what I mean, like something like that, but not like a solo hymn song.
That's why I asked, because it hasn't even for me either. Nah. Even my algorithm's not playing it.
Yeah, no, they
That's
know.
Crazy.
They know. They like, nah.
Yeah, like, put over there.
They definitely know. So he took 2 Chainz there. He took Primo over Pete Rock. We just called it. We just said him and Primo. They need to do this. They need Pete to disjoint. So he picked Primo there. He was asked between KRS and Rakim. He took a shot. He couldn't pick. You know what I'm saying? He said he was raised by both of them. I thought he was going to go Rakim because Rakim sounds like that's more of his type, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
What I thought at least, but you know.
But again, I'm not the biggest KRS-One fan.
Not me either. Neither.
But if you are a fan, nobody can say anything other than like, he's the best to ever do it.
That's
like,
true. That's true.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So
that's true.
Yeah,
that's true. The next one he took ASAP Rocky over Travis. He was just saying like, you know, ASAP Rocky is a, you know, style, just like he's like precise, his music, he's a fly dude. The music is good and all that. So he took him over Travis Scott. He was asked to choose between Saha and Rhyme Fest. He took a shot. He said he couldn't do it. He said he couldn't do it. He couldn't pick. He couldn't pick between them two. He said, hey, I'm going to take the shot. Fuck it.
I went to take a shot. I go Saha, and there's no disrespect.
Yeah, you know what? I thought about that myself, and I was like, wow. I wouldn't be mad at Pusha for whatever one he chose because he's close to the situation, but I would have chose Saha as well. Shout out to Rhyme Fest, though. He chose Big Pun over Big L. He said Big Pun made twins. Niggas not doing that. You know what I'm saying? And okay. I mean, hey.
I mean,
I can't argue it. I can't argue with anybody with that. I can't. I like Big L a little more. But that's a personal thing. I can't argue anybody that says
Big L is the Big L is the biggest like what if situation
ever, bro.
But we saw with Pun.
We saw. Yeah, we like, saw.
We saw Pun with was, Pun.
Pun was nice, but he got the hits. But Big L, he was destined to be, he was one of them. But I wasn't mad at that. They asked him about Pablo Escobar over El Chapo. He chose Escobar. He said because the family aspect, they're always showing Pablo with his kids, and you know they showing him. You know he did some grimy shit, some treacherous shit, but that's the game he played. But he loved his family. He showed them that he had the family aspect. You know what I mean? So that's cool. I don't know either one of those gentlemen, so hey, that's what he took Missy works. Over Eve. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
It's Virginia.
Of course.
Come on.
Hey, listen, bro. Listen. I love Eve.
Yeah, we all do.
I would take Missy over Eve.
Yeah. And when I heard it, I was like,
I think that's the easy one, actually.
Sounds about right to me. It really does. Kendrick over J. Cole was one that I was like, I didn't know where he was gonna go with that. I didn't really know. But he took Kendrick over J. Cole.
I can see that.
Me too. And it didn't necessarily hurt the argument that I had just listened to The Heart Part 5 when I heard that. And I was like, yeah, Kendrick. Like, I mean, it's just like, you know, and I love Cole, but it's like, I'm not mad at that. He took Conway over Benny when they asked about that. Again, you won't get an argument from me out of that, bro. I tell people all the time, depending on the day you ask me, I might pick that way too. It just depends.
Yeah.
He took Rick Ross over Fat Joe. Come on now. What are we doing here? Of course. Teddy Riley over Babyface. Of course.
I mean, here's the thing. I understand why you take Teddy Riley.
Yeah.
But my nigga, the world would have understood if you said,
No, 100%.
I got to rock the baby face.
If you took baby face in that, I would have got it. But the Teddy Riley, the connection, the forever.
Like, I get it. Listen, but two up, two down all day for my niggas from VA. Like, I get it.
Yeah. But that wouldn't have been a bad, like you said, a choice either. So, you know, he took Styles P over Cameron. Yes. Again, yes. And he said that Styles P is not only one of his favorites, but Styles P is on a short list of 3 to 5, you know, rappers that he thinks is one of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We talk about Styles P all the time on here. Like, y'all know exactly where we stand when it comes to Styles. Like, so
if Styles P, favorite rapper.
And here it go right there. That's the proof. He took Illmatic over Ready to Die. Again, I'm not mad at it. I love both of those albums. Maybe equally, maybe, but I can see Illmatic getting a nod. Illmatic is Illmatic, bro. Like,
I mean, Illmatic is Illmatic. I know I personally would take Ready to Die.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that.
But I understand Illmatic and the importance of Illmatic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Illmatic is different. It's one of them. Where we at now? He took Raekwon over Ghostface, but he said that, you know, with the Purple Tape, the way the Purple Tape is set up, it says Raekwon featuring Ghostface. He said had the Purple Tape said Ghostface featuring Raekwon, he would have took Ghost. So his shit come down to the Purple Tape and who he thinks was the, you know what I'm saying? Like, for him.
Like for whose album it was.
Yeah, like, that's what he's kind of going off of. So when he broke it down like that, I said, you know what, Push? You a smart motherfucker, man. You got it. You got that.
I am your ghost and your Ray.
There you go. You know, I'm not mad. I still got that Purple Tape in my, like, right now in my collection. I got the Daytona Purple Tape in my shit. So
that's love.
You know what I'm saying? He took Mobb Deep over MOP. Okay. And he said Mobb Deep over everybody, first of all, because that's what got him, like, that's what got his mind contaminated in the first place. He was like, yeah, Prodigy did this to me. So blame Prodigy. When you hear me rapping and shit, Prodigy and Mobb Deep did this to me. You know what I mean? Like, that's just what it is.
That's love.
We got where we at? He took Wu-Tang over NWA. It makes sense. Okay. It makes sense. You know, no one pushes, you know, that makes sense. Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
It's not really an argument. And then, you know, the last question they give is like the loyalty or the respect. He chose loyalty. But yeah, it was a very interesting, like, list, you know, of things for him to choose from. And like his answer sometimes, I was like, okay. Like, all right, I'm with it. Some of them I would have went a little, you know, different direction, maybe, but yeah. I'm with that. I'm really
I have a problem with any of his answers. Like, none of them, I'm just like, yo, that's crazy.
Sounded about right. Yeah, he didn't really wild out too much, you know what I'm saying? But he started off by saying, I'm picking one every time. I ain't taking no shot. And it was like, you sure about that? You know what I'm saying? We got a couple in, and he was like, yeah, you got me. Like, fuck it. But yeah, it's a great interview. Shout out to Nori for not Norying this interview up. Like, he was good.
Yeah, I think he's cool now, right? Like, he's chilling.
He's chilling right now for the moment. And you can tell, because not only are his questions and his transitions better, he's not cutting people off as much. He's letting them rock. Like, he gonna still be Nori here and there. It's just Nori. This is what they'll be tuning in for. But he's been good. He was good in the Benny interview too. He was good, man. He's been good. So shout out to Nori. I gotta salute that.
He's doing his thing, man.
I gotta salute that, man. Yeah, you know, look, man, continue to rate us, subscribe, review, tell a friend. And listen, the next time we talk to y'all, you know what we're going to be talking about? I'll give you one guess. The fucking Kendrick Lamar album, dog. Like, come on now. That's what we're talking about next week. When that album dropped, and I'm going to say it's going to drop on Friday, we're talking about that album start to finish, dog. We breaking shit down. We might show up in turtlenecks. Funny hats, all that. You know what I'm saying? You never know. We're gonna be listening to this shit. You know what I mean? You know, but hey, till next time, man. We out, man.